You know, that verse said, in him, we are one.
那刚才那个唱的那句经文就是在他里面我们是合一的。
So we are not going to die.
我们不会死。
And Christ said that in him, whoever believes in him will shall never die.
那在圣经里说呢，相信他的，信靠他的人呢，永不见死亡。
The one who believes in him, even he dies, he shall live.
信他的人即使死了，他也会人就活着。
So this is our faith.
这就是我们的信心。
Where comes this faith?
那这个信心从哪来呢？
Brothers, sisters, it's by Jesus' blood.
这是靠着主耶稣基督的宝血。
You know, we do not strive.
我们呢不靠我们自己的力量。
The more we strive, the more we find it's very difficult.
如果我们看我们越多靠我们的力量，我们就会发现会更加的难。
You cannot please anybody.
你没有办法就是赢取任何人的欢心，你相信吗？
If you please me, you cannot please the other one.
如果你想讨我的喜欢呢，你就没有办法讨其他人的喜悦。
那因为 Jesus cannot please everybody.
就像耶稣也不可以讨所有人的喜欢。
So, brothers, sisters, I suggest you give up trying to please everybody.
所以我建议弟兄姐妹呢，你放弃这个，就是想讨悦。
If Christ cannot please everybody, how can you then?
如果基督都不可以讨所有人的喜悦，你怎么可以呢？
So today I'm going to preach on a topic which is live like a prince.
那今天我讲的主题就是我们要像王子一样活着。
Live like a prince is not to please everybody.
你像王子一样活着，那并不是要来讨其他人的喜悦。
But you live with authority and power inside of you.
但是呢，就是靠着那个基督那个权柄来活着。
But people will see that you have authority, power, you have your life and abundance in you.
那当人看到你里边有权柄呢，有这个丰盛的生命在你里面呢？
It's from within and also without.
就是从里面出来的，也是从外面的出来的。
And today let's read a few passages from Genesis.
那我们今天读一下创世纪。
And I just love Abraham.
那我就很喜欢亚伯拉罕。
Because his name is the father of nations.
因为他的名字呢就是万国之父。
And he go everywhere. He said, people ask him, "What's your name?"
那他不管去什么地方的人就问他你叫什么名？
He said, "My name is father of nations."
他就说我的名就是万国之父。
Go to another place in Egypt. The Pharaoh asked, "What's your name?"
那他去了埃及呢？那个法老就问你叫什么名
？My name is Father of Nations, including your nation.
我的名字就是万国之父，包括你的国。
They don't know how to answer the questions.
然后他们就不知道怎么回答他。
You know, the God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那我们的神呢？是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Bible said that the God is God of living.
那圣经说呢？神呢是活人之神。
But Jesus said that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他是耶稣讲的是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Why God of Abraham?
为什么是亚伯拉罕的神呢？
Because Abraham knows his identity in the Lord.
因为亚伯拉罕知道他在主里面的他的身份。
Not because he's very good for people.
不是因为他在众人面前好像很好。
Did you guys remember anything Abraham did which is really good?
那你们如果你读圣经的时候，你讲读到亚伯拉罕，你觉得他做了什么是好的？
I give you a test. Anything Abraham did was really good for people.
那我先问你一下，你觉得他亚伯拉罕在人面前做的哪些是好的？
Do you remember anything?
你想到任何事情吗？
Oh, I remember only one thing.
哦，我只想到一件。
When the angels came and said, "Please, please stay with me. I kill some lambs that fattened." Cattle to entertain you. That's the only thing I remember.
那我唯一想起来的就是当那个天使来造访的时候呢，他就说：“哦，你来，我把那个肥羊给宰杀了，来给请你吃。”他是非常好客的一个人。
I didn't remember anything else. He did good for the people.
但是呢，我想不起来其他对别人有怎么样好。
But his name is Father of Nations.
可是他的名字呢，却是万国之父。
Does God give it to him?
因为神呢，把这个给了他。
God said, "You are the Father of Nations."
因为神说你就是万国之父。
Abraham said, "What are you talking about?"
亚伯拉罕说你说什么
啊？I'm hiding away from here, there, and you call me Father of Nations.
啊，我在这里躲藏，在那里躲藏，可是你却叫我万国之父。
You also ask other people to call me the Father of Nations.
然后你还要让其他人也要这么称呼我。
God said, "That is who you are."
那神说，这就是你的身份。
Oh no, you see, my wife cannot have a child.
然后他说，哦，不，我跟我太太又生不出孩子。
Oh, I have to run to Egypt.
啊，我要跑到埃及。
I have to lie to Pharaoh.
啊，我还要欺骗那个法老。
I have to lie to Abimelech.
啊，我还要给那个亚比米勒来撒谎。
All these people in Canaan, they didn't like me.
哦，这些迦南的人呢也不喜欢我。
Then you call me father of nations.
可是你却称呼我为万国之父。
So what about Jacob?
啊，那雅各呢
？Jacob, remember, just cheated birthright from his brother.
那雅各呢，就从他的哥哥那里骗了那个就是长子的。
And God said, "I am the God of Jacob."
可是神说，我却是雅各的神。
Do you know what Jacob did?
你知道雅各做了什么吗
？Anything good?
有什么好的吗
？I'm not saying they shouldn't do anything good, but the Bible didn't record anything they did good.
我不能说他们不应该做好事。
Maybe they did a lot.
可是圣经却没有提到他们做的好事。
The Bible was not interesting what they did good, didn't record.
但是这个圣经并没有记载任何关于他们做的好事，因为圣经根本就不关心这一点。
I'm glad.It was not recorded.
那我也是很庆幸，这个没有被记录下来。
I'm glad God does not record all you did.
那我也很感恩，神没有记录我们所做的事情。
Bible just recorded what God did in their lives.
那圣经呢，只是讲了神在他们生命所做的事情。
What Jacob did, I remember one thing.
那雅各他做的一件事呢，我是记得的。
At the beginning, he said, "Oh God of my grandfather, my father, I'm scared. Please help me."
那一开始他就说，哎呀，我祖父的神呐、啊，我父亲的神呐、啊，我好害怕。
In the latter days, he blessed his children. My God.
那最后的日子呢，他却祝福了他的孩子，与我的神的身份来祝福。
My God is going to bless you.
我的神要祝福你。
And his grandfather's God, father's God, become his own God.
他的祖父的神，他的父亲的神，成为了他的神。
When he saw Pharaoh,
当他看见法老的时候
，Pharaoh asked him.
那法老问他
，How many years you have lived?
啊，你在这里住了多少年啊
？He said, "My years of a pilgrimage is only 100 something years old."
那我只是一百多多多住在这里一百多年。
Then he blessed Pharaoh.
哦，他就祝福了法老。
And go to Pharaoh and said, "Let me bless you."
他就去法老那说，哦，让我来祝福你。
You see this shepherd?
你想看这个。
When he saw Pharaoh, he wanted to bless Pharaoh.
你看这个牧羊人哈、啊，他看见法老，他居然要去祝福法老。
Is that not strange?
是不是很奇怪呢
？Very strange.
很奇怪。
Pharaoh is the king's emperor sitting on the throne of the greatest nation in that age.
那这个法老呢？当时他是坐在这个世界上最富饶的一个国家的王。
But Jacob wanted to bless him.
可是雅各却要祝福他。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why? Because when Jacob looked at the Pharaoh.
为什么呢？因为雅各看到法老的时候
，he wanted to cry.
他就想呼求、哭泣。
Don't you understand this rich man?
他说你不知道吗？这个有钱的人
，He has nothing.
他其实什么都没有。
You know, has nothing.
他一无所有。
His sons are thinking about fighting for the throne, killed his other sons.
那他法老的孩子呢？就是想着怎么样相互残杀，然后得到王位。
His wives are thinking about all kinds of things.
那他们的老婆可能也在想，就是各种奇奇怪怪的事情。
His subjects are thinking about overturning his throne.
那他的对头呢，就想着怎么样能够把他从这个王位上踢下去。
He tried to use all kinds of medicine and good food, but he didn't know how to do exercise.
他知道怎么吃更好的食物啊，或者是营养品，可是他不知道。
Jacob all his life did so many exercise.
但是雅各呢，这个你一直都在运动。
I'm joking, also preaching.
我这是开玩笑，当然是一边传在一边开玩笑。
He said, "You know, Jack, but you know Pharaoh."
但是你知道法老。
You have a tumor there. You don't know.
好多事情你都不知道。
Yeah. Sorry. Sometimes a lot is leading me, and sometimes I do use jokes. Okay.
有的时候神是用我来讲一些笑话。
Do you know that Jacob was a prophet?
你知道那个雅各其实是一个先知。
You know, prophet saw things other people don't see.
因为先知可以看到一些事情是人看不见。
I know a prophet. His name is Larry Plamondon. He is still in Langley.
那我知道一个先知，他的名字叫 Larry Plamondon. 他在 Langley.
All his life just followed the Lord.
那他的生命呢？他就一直跟随着主。
When he prayed for people, he see the organs very clearly.
当他为人祷告的时候，他可以看见人的内脏。
I was scared when he prayed for me.
当他为我祷告的时候，我很害怕呀。
Actually, when he prayed, he was right.
当他为我祷告却是对的呀。
Because I, from childhood, I have a black spot on my lung.
那因为从我小时候呢，我在我的这个肺这里就有一个血块。
He just said that.
然后他就跟我就说了这个事。
That he told us, he said, sometimes the Lord just open everything and he see people's organs.
那神呢，有的时候就是开他的眼睛，他就可以看到人的内脏。
He see people's destiny.
他可以看到人的命运。
So Jacob is a prophet.
那雅各他是一个先知。
Whoever which is close to God.Who's close to God can be called the prophet.
那跟随神，靠近神的人呢，可以称为先知。
Because he knows God's heart.
因为他知道神的心。
He knows part of God's mind.
他知道神部分的一些意念。
As God reveals to him.
有的时候神会对他透露。
So when Abraham and Jacob walk on this earth, they know his God.
当亚伯拉罕呢、雅各呢，在这个世上行走的时候，他知道他们的神。
They are walking with the Almighty Creator.
他们就是跟这个全能的创造主一起同行。
That's why Jacob said, "Pharaoh, let me bless you."
所以呢，雅各就对法老说：“让我来祝福你。
”You don't know your tomorrow.
你不知道你明天。
I know who is leading me.
我知道谁在带领我。
You know, Jacob didn't say that.
那当然，雅各没有这么说。
Pharaoh, let me bless you.
但是他说法老，我来为你祝福。
And then after some chats, Pharaoh respected him because he's Joseph's father.
那当然，之后呢，他们聊天之后呢，法老呢也就是尊敬他，因为他是约瑟的父亲。
Then Jacob walk out with his cane.
那雅各呢就拿着他的拐杖走出来。
Then he turn again to Pharaoh.
那就转向法老。
I'm going to bless you again.
我要再一次的来祝福你。
You see the confidence in him.
那你看到的他在里面的信心。
He knows Pharaoh needs his blessing.
他知道法老需要他的祝福。
That's Jacob in old age.
这就是雅各在年老的时候的那样。
So people thought probably Jacob had old timers. He forgot he already blessed Pharaoh. Then blessed again.
哦，可能人家以为这个雅各得了那个就是老年痴呆，他已经跟法老祝福，可是他又祝福一次。
You know whatever is written in Bible is God's word.
那不管在圣经里所写的呢，一切都是从神的话。
Even if it's old timers, he knows what he's doing.
Old timers.
Yeah, old timers.
Alzheimer's.
Al Simers. Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. 如果这老年痴呆也是神的写的。
You see, he's going to bless him anyways.
你看他就是不管怎样，他都要来祝福他。
Maybe he forgot everything.
可能他很多东西都
忘了。But he remembered one thing.
但他有一件事他是记得的。
God's blessing.
这是神的祝福。
He remembers the God who blessed him.
他知道那个祝福了他的神。
He also told Pharaoh. He said, "My years as a sojourner, as a pilgrimer on this earth." He knows he's a pilgrimer.
那他跟法老说呢？他就是在这个寄居，
yeah.
这个日子。
Pharaoh asked him one question: How many years you have lived on this earth? He said, "My years of pilgrimage."
那当那个法老问他说：“你在这里日子多长呢？”他就说：“我就是寄居流离寄居的这个日子。”
You and I today, we need to know the days on this earth is the days of pilgrimage.
你和我呢，我们也要知道，我们在这个世上呢，只是暂居的。
Because you know that your home is there with God.
但你要知道你的天，你的真正的归属呢是天上。
This is not a permanent home.
这里呢不是你永久的家。
Don't get yourself attached to this.
不要把自己好像跟现在这个世界呢好像很。
However, you need to live like a prince.
但是不管怎么样呢，你要像一个王子一样活着。
In the Genesis chapter 17, when Abraham was 99 years old, and Lord appeared to him, said, "I am the God of Almighty."
那这个创世纪十七章呢？当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候呢，神就向他啊显现，他就说：“我是全能的神。
”And you walk before me and blameless.
啊，他就说你在我面前行走呢是完全人。
And then he said, "I will make a covenant with you, and you will be father of nations, and I will bless your children. Your children are going to be numerous."
那这神就跟他说呢，我要祝福你，我要跟你立约，然后你要你的后裔呢会极其的繁多。
And he said, "I am the God Almighty. I'm going to cut a covenant with you."
他说我是全能的神，我要跟你立约。
Think about this.
你想想看这个事情。
Almighty Creator wanted to sign an agreement with you.
就是那个全能的神呢，想跟你签一个合约。
And to establish a covenant with you.
跟你呢在一起立约。
What a privilege!
哦，这是极大的殊荣。
And if, Elon Musk sign an agreement with you, you are very privileged.
那如果伊隆马斯克要跟你签一个合约呢，你真的是很有福气了。
But he is Almighty God want to establish a permanent covenant with you.
可是你想想看，这是一个全能的神，他要跟你立一个永久的约。
Elon Musk is going to sign a covenant, sign a contract with you for 3 years.
那伊隆马斯克跟你签，可能也就签三年。
Maybe 10 years.
可能十年。
If his company bankrupt, you too.
那如果他的公司倒闭了，你也会倒闭。
But the Almighty God will never get bankrupt.
但是这个全能的神呢，全能神他永远都不会破产。
And he established everlasting covenant with Abraham.
可是他和亚伯拉罕有这个永久的约。
He said, "You walk before me."
他说你与我同行。
He said, "You walk before me."
与我同行。
That's all. You walk before me.
只是这么样而已，跟我一起同行。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
That means you don't walk too far away from me.
就是你不要行走的时候离我太远。
Do you ever talk to your child? Don't walk too far away from me. There are cars running around.
你有没有跟你孩子这么说？哎呀，不要跑得太远了，那个车那边有车。
So you hold his hand.
所以你就会拉着他的手。
That's a very loving.Fathers walk before me.
那所以这个慈爱的父呢，与我们一起同行。
Just like David said, I would rather fall into the hands of the Almighty, but I don't like to fall into the hands of men.
那就像那个大卫说呢，我宁愿落在神的手中，也不要落在人的手中。
Because he is full of mercy.
因为他是满有慈爱。
That's our merciful God. When you walk with Him, He protects you all the time.
那这个就是我们慈爱的父。当我们与他同行的时候，他会一直的来保护我们。
When you walk with God, sometimes walk with people, sometimes people betray you.
那你跟人同行的时候，有时候人呢，他就会背叛你。
Sometimes your business partner will take all the money away from
you. 哦，那有的时候你的合作伙伴呢，可能会把你的钱都骗走。
I know quite a few people. They did business with a partner.And now become poor because the partner, they trusted the partner wholeheartedly, and the partner took all the money away.
那我知道很多人呢，就是跟别人一起合作，他是全心的相信对方，可是对方却骗走了他的钱。
Our Heavenly Father is not like that.
但是我们的天父不是这样。
He has everything.
他一切都有。
He don't want to take anything from you.
他也不会从你手上拿走任何。
But he also said, "Be blameless."
但是他又说了，你要做完全人。
Oh, you said, how can I be blameless?
那我怎么能够成为完全呢？
My brothers, sisters, the blameless, blameless or blameless does not mean you are blameless before people. Again, I need to emphasize.
那这个做完全人呢，我想重点强调一下，你不是在人面前是完全。
I just said you cannot please everybody. Everybody tries to require you and demand you to be like this, to be like that. You will get so troubled.
那在人面前人是对你有要求，他会希望你这样那样子，所以如果你想在人面前来就是取悦别人呢，你
说 Many Christians actually they try to be good to please everybody end up to be a heavy burden。
那有作为基督徒呢，有些人就是想好像取悦别人之后呢，他会变成了一个重担在他身上。
Because I'm a Christian I should be like this。
哦，因为我是基督徒我就必须要这样。
I always smile.
啊，我要永远微笑。
Oh, I don't get angry.
啊，我也永远不发怒。
Oh, when we do business, let other people take my money. I don't say anything.
那我做生意的时候，让其他人都把我的钱骗走，我不会说任何事情，说任何话。
That's not what God said.
可是这不是神所说的。
God says the blameless before me.
神说你要在我面前是完全。
Brothers, sisters, many people fall into the trap, try to be blameless before people.
那弟兄姐妹，很多人呢都掉这个陷阱了，希望他们希望成为就是在人面前是完全的。
Then you get into big trouble.
然后你会掉到一个极大的麻烦当中。
Because somebody tried to put a rope on your neck, pull you to the left.
因为有人呢会把这个绳子绕到你的脖子上，要把你往左拽。
If you try to please that person, you go to the left.
如果你想取悦他呢，你就只好走。
Another person put a rope on your neck, try to put to the right.
那另外一个人呢，拉着你的脖子要走右边。
And somebody try to pull your head up.
有一些人呢想把你的头往上来拉。
As I was a young Christian, I always demanded the guy I was a.A discipling always grow up faster.
那我年轻的时候呢，就是我那个训练的门徒，我老是希望他赶快长，我就拉着他的脖子一直往上。
So that brother, every time when he saw me, the first thing he says, "I read my Bible today."
所以那个人呢，每次见到我，他都赶快跟我说，哎呀，我今天读经了。
you know, so did somebody try to pull you up?
然后因为有人想要拔苗，就拔你啊。
Somebody want to pull you down.
那有些人就想把你拽下去。
You know, this is like a make you very painful.
那其实这是让你很痛苦的。
In the old Chinese history, there is one of the worst, most torturous.Sentencing method is called 五马分尸啊。It's like putting people on the cross.
那在中国古代呢，有一个就是刑罚，就是五马分尸，就是好像把人钉在十字架上一样。
Basically, they put a rope on your four limbs on your head.
那基本上就是把那个绳子绑在你的四肢还有你的头上。
And on each direction, use 10 horses.
那每一个方向都捆在十匹马上。
So basically, the person will be torn into five pieces.
那基本上人就是被撕成五片。
So anybody try to please people, try to be blameless before people is like that.
那所以那你要讨人的喜悦，你想在人面前成为完全人呢，基本上就是这个样。
So brothers, sisters, please don't try to do that.
所以弟兄姐妹千万不要尝试做这个。
Lord wants to give you freedom to be yourself.
那神要给你自由，让你成为自由的人。
You are yourself.
你就是你自己。
You are the Lord's child.
你是神的孩子。
I tell you, I have experienced many things like that.
那我跟你讲，我有就是很多这样子的经验。
The first day we started our church, I remember something. I cannot please people.
那我第一天呢，我们教会成立的时候呢，我就有这样的感受。
Because we have a bunch of brothers and sisters, we like dancing.All dancing all around, so joyful.
那因为我们当时有些弟兄姐妹呢喜欢跳舞，敬拜跳舞。
And after the service, one brother says, "You are moving too fast, crazy."
那之后呢？聚会完之后呢？有一个人就过来跟我说：“哎呀，不行，你们这个太快了。
”Another brother said, "You are too slow." Why too slow? Because your music is always out of notes, you know?
为什么慢? 因为你们弹的琴啊都是走调的。
Look at that church, their music, their worship team. Wow, bring it to heaven. Oh, you know, five, you know, chords or whatever, you know.
那另外一个教会，你看他们的音乐，哇，人直接人就能上天堂啊。
So one person said we are too fast, another person said we are too slow.
那有人就说啊，这个人说我们太慢，另外一个人。
I'm not joking. This truly happened.
我不是开玩笑，这真的发生。
I'm not blaming the brother sister. Just that's the situation it is.
啊，我没有就是怪罪任何人，只是真实的情况就是这样发生。
Another time when I was preaching here, I just expressed some of my weakness.
那有一次呢，我来讲到的时候呢，我就讲了一些我的软弱。
Then the two people.Try to put, you know, give me. One person said, Pastor Bin, you shouldn't preach that because you stumble people.
那有一个人就来说，哎，牧师，你不可以讲这种道哈，因为你会使人跌倒。
Another said, Thank you, Pastor Bin. You know, if you are weak, I'm a weak person. If you are weak, people love you. I have so much hope. Thank you for preaching.
那另外一个人就来说，哎呀，牧师啊，谢谢你啊，你如果都这么软弱的话，我也是同样软弱。
So, brothers and sisters, Bible never said be blameless before people.
所以圣经从来没有说你要在人面前成为完全。
Because Jesus cannot please everybody. You give up.
因为耶稣也没有办法取悦所有人，所以你要放弃这个事情。
So today, brothers and sisters, give up. Give up. Try to please everybody.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天你就放弃啊，放弃取悦就是世上的人。
You are going to live like a prince. It's not by pleasing everybody.
那你要像王子要活着呢，不是靠着就是取悦他。
Do you see any prince, true princes, try to please everybody?
你有看到真正的王子尝试去取悦其他人吗？
They won't please everybody.
他们不会取悦任何人。
And walking blameless before God is a different thing.
那在神面前呢，成为完全人是不一样的事情。
You said, I cannot even be blameless before people. How can I be blameless before God?
那你会问，哎呀，我们在人面前都不能完全，我们怎么能够在神面前成为完全呢？
His standard is higher than people.
他的那个标准比人的标准更高呀。
Brothers and sisters, just like that song said, we are hidden in his blood. Our guilt is removed.
就像刚才那首歌唱的，我们是藏在他的宝血当中，我们的罪已经被他保血洗净。
Our being blameless is our eyes focus on Jesus.
那我们怎么成为完全人呢？就是我们的眼目要定睛在主耶稣身上。
And always remember our sins are forgiven.
永远都要记得我们的罪其实已经是被赦免了。
Always remember we are justified as children, sons and daughters of God.
那永远都要记得我们是称为神儿女，儿子女儿的神。
And always remember, Satan, the accuser, is being thrown down.
永远都要记得这个撒旦呢，这个就是控告者，他已经是被战胜。
And Jesus said, "I come for judgment because the prince of this world has been judged."
那耶稣基督说呢，我来是要审判世界，因为这世上的王已经被审判。
Walk in blameless, just follow the word of the Lord.
那怎么样来做完全人呢？我们就是听神的话。
Sometimes the enemy still try to confuse you.
那有的时候仇敌呢，就是会来让你分心。
Tell you it's hard to follow God's word.
哦，告诉你说，哎呀，这个跟随神是很难的。
Jesus said, "Forgive your brother 70 times 7 times." I cannot.
啊，耶稣说你要就是饶恕你弟兄70个7次，哎呦，我做不到呀。
Did Jesus ask you to give that person $1 million? You only have 1,000.
神有说你手中有1000块，可是你要给人家100万吗
？He didn't say that.
他没有这么说。
It just forgive means let it go.
他只是说你要饶恕，就是你要放手。
Literally forgive means let it go.
其实真的饶恕就是要放手。
If you hold that person accountable, That person also hold you accountable.
如果你要抓住那个人不放的，那个人也会紧紧抓住你。
God also hold you accountable.
那神呢也要就是。
But you cannot pay your debts.
可是你却没有办法还你的债呀。
God paid your debts.
神已经还了你的债。
So I set you free. You set that other guy free.
我已经得了你得自由，你也让那个人得自由。
When you set the other guy free, you are free too.
如果你让那个人得自由，其实你自己也就成了自由。
Don't you know that hating other people need a lot of extra negative energy.
你就知道你要恨一个人的话，你需要很多就是负能量吗
？Literally, people did the test. Breastfeeding mother when the extreme heat produce poison the baby.
那你知道人就是其实做了实验，当你就是喂奶的那个母亲，她要生气的时候，她的奶都是有毒的。
So why people think it's so difficult to work with God? Doing the forgiveness.
那为什么人觉得啊好难啊？要就是跟随神，要饶恕。
Because Satan didn't want you to be happy.
因为撒旦不想让你成为一个喜乐的。
Satan didn't want you to have another friend.
神不希望你再有一个朋友，撒旦不希望你有朋友。
God's word is very easy, but He makes it so difficult.
那神的话呢，其实是非常简单的，可是仇敌呢，把它复杂了。
We Christians need to stop listening to the enemy.
我们呢，只有基督徒，我们要停止听他的仇敌的话。
Just forgive.
啊，就是赦免。
Forgive. Don't need me to pay $1,000. Just forgive.
我们不需要给他100万呢，我们只需要饶恕。
And the Lord says, love your enemy.
那神说呢，你要爱你的仇敌。
Many Christians who can do it.
很多基督徒就说，哎呀，谁做得到呀？
Oh, what Jesus said, who can do it?
啊，耶稣这么说，可是谁能做得到？
Brothers, sisters, is it easy to love your friend or love your enemy?
那弟兄姐妹，就是爱你的朋友跟爱你的仇敌，哪个更容易？
You know, sometimes loving friend is much more difficult than loving enemy.
你知道吗？其实爱你的朋友有的时候比爱你的仇敌更难。
And your friend take you to a best restaurant in town.
那你的好朋友带你去这个最好的餐馆。
In turn, you every time just take him to McDonald's.
但是你每次呢，你只带他去麦当劳。
Your friends, my friend, how do you treat me?
那你的朋友就会说，哎呀，你怎么对待我呀？怎么待我这样？
But if you give your enemy a cup of water.
但是如果你给你的仇敌一杯水
，What he thinks？
那你觉得他会怎么想
？He's going to be very grateful.
他会很感恩。
So Jesus said, Jesus wants us to do the easy things.
其实神呢这么说呢，耶稣想让我们做那个更简单的事情。
But the enemy make it in our mind, make it very difficult in our mind.
但事实上，仇敌在我们的脑子里呢，就让我们觉得这个是很难的。
Not in real life, but in our mind.
不是在现实生活中，而是在我们的思想当中。
All the battles start from the mind.
所有的这些阻拦呢，都是从我们的思想开始。
Many husband and wife separate start from the mind.
那很多呢，夫妻呢分开呢，都是从这个思想上开始。
The husband said, "If I teach my child this way, he's going to for sure go to Harvard."
那这个父亲说，哎，如果我教我孩子这样的，他可能就去哈佛了。
And the mother said, "Your method is not good. My method is better."
那这个太太说，哎，你这个方法不行，我的方法更好。
So they argue.
所以呢，他们就争吵。
And get separate.
然后呢，就分开了。
And the child will never go to the Harvard.
那这个孩子也永远都不会去哈佛了。
Because they listen to enemy's lies.
因为他们听了仇敌的谎言。
And when the father and the mother love each other, child feels secure.
那当这个父母相爱呢，这个孩子也会感觉到就安全。
Just need to listen to the word of God.
我们只需要听神的话语。
You know, brothers and sisters, walk blameless before God is listening to God's words.
那弟兄姐妹呢，当在行在神面前是完全的，其实就是听他的话。
You know, if you read the Bible, God never, our God never.Ask our people to do anything difficult.
其实呢，你要读圣经的话，你会发现神从来没有让我们就是做很困难的事。
If you find, you let me know.
如果你找到，你可以告诉我。
He said, "Yes, in the Old Testament, sacrifice 10 bulls. I don't know, they have 10 bulls."
那你可能说，哎呀，在旧约我们要就是杀十个公羊呀。那我又没有这个这么多牛羊来杀。
But remember, God says you give 1/10.
那但是你要记得神说的，你要给十。
If you have 100, you sacrifice 10.
如果你有一百呢，那你就奉献出十。
The Old Testament, if you a poor person, you just give a dove.
那圣经旧约呢？如果你是没有钱的话呢，你就可以给一个鸽子。
And if you don't even poorer, and you give, some flour.
对，如果你更加贫穷，还连鸽子也没有呢，你可以给一些面粉。
He asked you to give 1/10. He didn't ask you to give 50%.
他只是问你要十分之一，他没有说让你百分之五十。
If he asked for 90%, this God is cruel, pretty cruel.
如果他问你了，拿走你百分之九十，可能这个是一个很残酷的事。
He give you 9, and you give him 1.
他给你九，你只需要给他一。
That's then you can always do it.
啊，其实是很，你可以永远都这么做的。
So our God never asks people to do something which is so heavy and beyond his ability.
其实神从来没有要求我们做，就是超过我们能力范围以外。
No matter in the Old Testament or New Testament.
不管是在旧约还是新约。
But being blameless and being live like a princess, more important is just believe the Almighty God is with me.
那我们作为成为一个活得像王子公主的样式呢，其实我们就是要相信他的话语。
那 walking just doing simply what the Lord asks us to do.
那跟他同行呢，就是行他所让我们做的事情。
Those easy things.
其实是很简单的事情。
Forgive people.
饶恕其他人。
Pray for your enemy.
为你的仇敌祷告。
Pray for your enemy.
为你的仇敌祷告。
So, don't live with your enemy.
不需要跟你的仇敌住在一起。
Because Jesus didn't say so.
因为耶稣没有这么说。
Am I right?
是不是啊？
Anyway, in the Bible, Lord asks you to live with your enemy.
有圣经上有哪里有跟你说你要跟你仇敌住在一起的吗？
I was so happy when I read.Jesus love your enemy, but he didn't say live your with your enemy. I'm so happy.
哎，我看到就是神说你要饶恕你仇敌，但是没有说爱你的仇敌，没有说你要跟他住一起的时候，我真的是很开心啊。
Because the Lord knows we cannot do it.
因为神知道我们做不到呀。
Love your enemy because first he said pray for your enemy. Oh, that's easy.
那第一开始他说呢，你要先为你仇敌祷告，这个很简单吧？
Oh, this I don't not need to pay, take money from my pocket.
我不需要从我的口袋里掏钱，我只需要祷告。
Prayer is the most effective, it's priceless.
那祷告呢是最有效的，而且是不需要花钱。
So live like a prince.
所以呢，我们要像王子一样活着。
Just like Abraham，
就像亚伯拉罕。
If you continue to read chapter 21，
如果你继续读到创世纪的二十一章
，You find it's very interesting. The king Abimelech in the Philistine land talked to Abraham. He said, "Oh, everything you do, your God protects you."
如果你接着读到二十一章呢，你会发现这个亚比米勒，这个就是亚比米勒是谁的神？哪里的神？哪里的王？
非利士人
的王，他就跟他说：“哦，你要为我来祷告。”
And he said that God is with you everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me or my children or my descendants.
那他说：“凡你做的事都有神的保佑，我愿你。”如今在这里指的神对我起誓，不要欺负我与我的儿子，并我的子孙。
Show to me and the country where you are living as an alien the same kindness I have shown to you.
那呢，我怎样厚待你，你要怎样厚待我与你所寄居这地的人。
So Abraham said, I swear.
那亚伯拉罕就说呢，我情愿起誓。
Why Abimelech said this to Abraham?
那为什么亚比米勒对亚伯拉罕说了这番话呢？
Because he knows Abraham is powerful.
因为他知道亚伯拉罕是大有能力的。
His God is powerful.
他的神是大有能力的。
And so that's why he asked, "Could you swear you are going to, you know, treat my children and my countrymen well?"
那所以呢他就求这个亚伯拉罕说，你能不能就是跟我起誓呢，你要对我对我的子孙对我的子民要好。
Because he knows that Abraham is a different person.
因为他知道亚伯拉罕是个不平凡。
He has a God who is very powerful.
他的神呢是非常有能力的。
And then in chapter 23, when Sarah died, something else happened.
那创世纪二十三章呢，当撒拉死的时候呢，又发生了一些事情。
Which has shown that Abraham is very different.
那你可以发现的这个就是亚伯拉罕是个非常特别的人，他是一个非常特别的人。
And he asked the people, said, "Can I buy some land to bury my, you know, dead?"
那呢，他就是问这些人说，啊，我能不能买一块地，以至于我可以买我的这个死人。
Verse five, the
第五节二十三章。
Hittite replied to Abraham, "Sir, listen to us. You are mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb to bury your dead."
啊，那这个赫人呢就回答亚伯拉罕说，啊，我主，请听，你在我们中间是个尊大的王子，只管在我们最好的坟地里埋葬你的死人。我们没有一人不容你在他的坟地里埋葬你的死人。
Among us，
这里说，哦，你是一个尊大的王子。
Nobody can stop you burying your dead。
啊，没有人会阻拦你，就是在哪里来埋葬。
He mentioned you come get the choicest land to bury your dead。
这里说到你可以自己选一个最好的坟地来埋葬。
Second, he said nobody can stop you。
啊，这里又说到没有一人会不允许你在他的坟地里。
And actually, later on, the following verses said these people want to give him the land。
那之后呢，其实也讲到这些人呢想把一块地送给他。
But Abraham said, "No, no, no, I'm going to buy."
但是亚伯拉罕说，啊，不不不，我要来买。
Anyway, here these people said, "You are prince among us."
所以呢，这些人说呢，你在我们当中呢是尊贵的王子。
Abraham was a shepherd. He didn't really need the land, but those people wanted to give him land.
那亚伯拉罕呢？他是个牧羊人，他是不需要地的。可是呢，这些人却想要给他一块地。
Remember, Abraham lived like a prince.
你要记得，亚伯拉罕呢，活着时候就像王子一样活着。
And then in the New Testament, Jesus also told us.
那在新约呢，神也给我们说了这个事情。
You know, if we read.Mark chapter 10.
如果你翻到马可福音第十章
and 28-29 said.
那二十八节二十九节这里说到
something very very similar. That when we follow the Lord, we live like a prince.
这里讲到一些事情，只要我们跟随神呢，我们就像王子一样活着。
And Peter said to him, "We have left everything to follow you."I tell you the truth, Jesus replied, "No one who has left home or brother or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, home, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields, and with them persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life."
那这里也有讲到，就是彼得说我看到我们已经撇下所有跟从你了。耶稣说，我实在告诉你，人为我的福音撇下房屋或者弟兄姐妹父母儿子田地，没有不在今生得百倍的，就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地，并且要受逼迫，再来世必得永生。
Peter said something, "We have left everything to follow you."
那彼得说了，我们已经撇下所有跟随了你。
When we follow Jesus with wholeheartedly,
那我们跟随神呢？耶稣呢？是全心的跟随。
Jesus said, "When we leave our children, our father, mothers behind for Jesus' sake."
那耶稣说呢？如果你为我的缘故呢，离开了你的父母、你的儿女、你的弟兄姐、你的田地。
That does not mean that you just don't look after your children, don't look after your wife, cut the relationships. That's not what it means.
啊，这个意思不是说你就不照顾你的儿女了，不照顾你的丈夫妻子了，把跟他们断绝关系，不是这个意思。
What Jesus means is that there are times we are called, by God to do something. We have to leave our children and our wives behind.
那他的意思是
the things behind.
他的意思是说有一些时刻呢，神是要呼召你出来，然后你那个时候呢，你就必须 舍弃你的儿女、你的孩子、你的丈夫、妻子。
So there are times Lord wants us to do something in other countries.
那比方说，有时候神想呼召你去别的国家做些事情。
When we say yes to the Lord.
当我们跟神回应说是的，好的。
I said, Lord, you know, I need to work to feed my kids.
那你跟神说，哦，我要工作啊，我要就是照顾我的孩子呀。
Lord says, I will look after them even better.
那神会说，我会为你照顾你的孩子，甚至比你照顾的更好。
So Jesus here says, "You follow me by doing what I said."
那耶稣这里说呢，就是你跟随我，告诉我把你要做的事情告诉你。
I will reward you 100 times on this earth.
那我在这个世上呢，我会给你加倍百倍的祝福。
He said, "Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields."
这里讲到就是房屋、弟兄、姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地。
And also persecution.
啊，这里也提到了还有逼迫。
Do you like that?
你喜欢逼迫吗？
哦，你说 ，Oh Lord, I don't like persecution, so you don't give me more brothers, sisters, you know.
啊，你说哦，我不喜欢受逼迫，所以你不要再给我弟兄姐妹、房屋、母亲、儿女、田地了。
Brothers, sisters, even if you don't want more field.Persecution still going to come.
那弟兄姐妹，就是即使你不想要更多田地，可是这个逼迫还是会来的。
Persecutions will come to true Christians.
那逼迫呢，就是真的会在真的基督徒身上。
If you are true Christian, follow Jesus, persecution will come.
如果你是真的基督徒呢，那这个逼迫就是一定会来
的。If you are prince for some country, there will be war.You are going to lead wars against your enemy someday.
你是一个国家的王呢，那他就是会有征战，你就是要去征战，带领征战。
In the old days, usually the prince is the first ones to lead the armies.
你知道，在过去呢，一般呢都是王子会第一个去，就是带领。
We will not talk about this today.
那我们今天不提这个。
But just remember, we live like a prince.
但是我们要记得，我们要像王子一样活着。
But most important is we need to believe our identity.
更重要的是我们要知道我们的身份。
We just said, Lord wants us to be Abraham to be blameless before him.
那神想让我们像亚伯拉罕一样，在他面前是完全人。
Don't let enemy lie to you. Oh, I cannot do this. I cannot do that.
不要让仇敌来欺骗了你，让你觉得你不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
As we just mentioned, whatever the Lord asks you in the Bible.It's not difficult to do.
你要记得，在圣经上，神所让你做的事情，其实都是不难的。
Not difficult to do.
不难的。
You know, brothers, sisters, even Jesus, the Old Testament never directly instruct people to fast.
那圣经里面其实也没有真正的就是让教导人怎么样去进食。
No.If you find, you let me know.
如果你找到，你可以告诉我。
Isaiah 58 talk about fasting.
那以赛亚书五十八章讲到了禁食。
It's not, Lord is instructing them to fast, but they were fasting improperly. God says, "Is this the fast I have chosen?"
那呢，这里并不是讲说神怎么教导他们禁食，而是因为他们禁食呢。却不是神心意的禁食，所以神问他说：“这是我想要的禁食吗
？”Are you still fighting with your brothers when you are fasting？
那你在禁食的时候，你还跟你弟兄姐妹有就是征战吗
？Are you still like just try to cut your wages of the workers when you are fasting？
那你禁食的时候，你还就是不给你工人的工钱吗？
You need to do the right thing, and the light will shine before you.
那你要做的正确的事情，那个光呢就要光照你。
You know, I'm not against the fast. I fasted a lot in the past.
那我其实不反对禁食，我自己也禁食很多。
There are times we need to fast.
有些时候呢，我们是要禁食。
But the Lord never in the Old Testament never directly instructed people to fast.
那在旧约里呢，圣经从来没有直接的教导我们怎么样去。
Because Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice.
因为呢，圣经上说呢，顺服大于献祭。
As long as we are willing to do His will, you don't need to fast.
只要你愿意就是做他心里所做的想要你做的事情，你不需要进食。
Sorry, maybe I'm going to another extreme. You still need to fast for some other reasons. There are reasons you need to fast for other people.
那我可能
for God's will.
可能讲了另外一个极端，其实有的时候我们确实需要进食，就是为了一些事情我们需要去来进食。
But God says obedience is better than sacrifice.
但是圣经上说呢，顺服大于献祭。
In the New Testament, the only place Jesus said you fast is sometimes you don't cast out the demons, then fast.
那在新约里面呢，唯一提到禁食呢，就是耶稣说有些那个魔鬼呢，你必须要就是禁食才能够赶出去。
We will not talk too much about this.
那我们在这点上也不讲太多。
But living like a prince is to know.Who our God is.
那我们要像王子一样活着呢，是要知道我们的神是谁。
Believe in Him.
相信他。
Believe the blood of Jesus.
相信耶稣基督的宝血。
When I say believe, you truly believe.
我说你相信，其实就是你真正的从心里要相信。
When we cannot believe, we pray the Lord give us more faith.
那我们没有办法相信的时候，我们就祷告求神给我们更多的信心。
All the other stuff which the words come to our mind, you need to say, Lord, is this from you?
那这些
read the Bible and compare.
那如果你听到很多奇奇怪的声音呢，你就是要问神，这个神就是你的话语吗？你读圣经，然后你来做一个比较。
Don't ever treat people's words as God's word.
不要把人的话语当作神的话语。
Because Jesus said, if you treat people's word as God's, you worship me in vain.
因为圣经上说呢，如果你把人的教导当作我的教导呢，你拜我也是枉然。
Now if you treat God's word lightly, then you also worship in vain.
那如果呢，你就是轻看我的话语呢，同样你也是拜我也是枉然。
So, we need to say, Lord, I treat your words seriously.
你要跟神说，神啊，我就是严肃的对待着你的话语。
But thank you, it's actually not hard to do.
啊，就感谢神，这其实并不难。
It's not hard to forgive.
啊，其实饶恕并不难。
It takes me 1 cent to forgive.
需要我
0 cent to forgive.
啊，一分钱或者是完全不需要钱就可以饶恕的。
Thank you, I can give 1/10.
啊，感谢神，我可以给出这个。
Thank you, didn't ask me to tithe 90%.
啊，感谢神没有让我就是90% 的给出去，9%。
Oh, thank you, I can love my enemy.
我感谢神，我可以爱我的仇敌。
I can pray for him.
我可以为他祷告。
I can give him, give him and help him when he is in need.
那当他需要的时候，我可以来帮助他。
Thank you that the Bible didn't say I have to live with my enemy.
感谢神没有让我们要跟我们的仇敌同居。
If any pastor teaches you to live with your enemy, it's not from God. Okay.
如果任何的牧师教导你，你要跟你仇敌住在一起呢，这个就是不是从神来的。
Listen to the word of God, not the word of people.
那我们要听神的话语，而不是听人的话语。
And you live like a prince.
你要像王子一样。
Because The Bible said, God said to Abraham, I will be your God.
因为呢，圣经上说，神对亚伯拉罕说，我是你的神。
When he is your God, who can fight with you?
那当他是你的神呢，有什么人能够阻拦你呢？
You know, let us believe.
让我们相信。
I just give a very small example.
那我就想讲到一个非常小的例子。
I have so many, Just experience with God.
那我跟神呢有很多经历。
You know, but recently I just want to share you one experience.
那最近呢，我想跟你讲一个经历。
One of the tenants left me, you know, and without telling me, and didn't pay the rent, left tons of garbage.
那我有一个房客呢，就是走了也没跟我讲，然后呢，他留下了一大堆的垃圾。
Tons of garbage, literally 6 tons of garbage.
啊，真的有差不多六吨的垃圾。
Because there's a bin which holds 5 tons. He rented a bin. She rented a bin.
那因为呢，就是一个那种大的箱子呢，可以承载5吨的垃圾。他就我们租了一个。
And the garbage overflowed.
但是这个垃圾真的就是。
Then I need to dump 5 times more after people remove the bin.
那当人们把这个就是大的这个容器拿走以后呢，我还要再去倒5次的垃圾。
The people I get some helpers, brothers, sisters help me. They never saw this a house can be so trashed, dirty. there's one person who was disgusting. But that's not Mary. Very healthy. She's very joyful.
那有弟兄姐妹来帮助我，他们就说从来没有见过一个房子能够这么的脏啊。那不是 Mary 啊， Mary 永远都这么喜乐。
Mary also helped me, but Mary was very joyful cleaning.
Mary 也帮助我，但是她是非常喜乐的来帮
助。Mary also said, "I never saw something so dirty."
但是我真的从来没有见到就是这么脏。
Literally, the fridge is dirtier than the toilet. Don't you believe?
其实那个冰箱比那个厕所还肮脏。
I'm not exaggerating because when you open, the smells much worse than the toilet.
真的，我没有这么夸张。我打开这个冰箱，那冰箱比厕所还臭。
You know, thank God we just follow the Lord. First of all, Susan and I never complain.
那我们就是跟随神，然后我跟Susan师母的没有抱怨。
And then our workers, like our Christians, we didn't complain.
那我们之前跟我们一起合作的人呢，基督徒的没有来抱怨。
I just put the garbage in the trailer and thank God.
那我就把这个垃圾放在那个倒的地方，然后我就感谢。
You continue pray for this sister. She said she was baptized.
那我
But she's, you know, she's really sometimes depressed and doing all kinds of things she shouldn't do, and.
那我就是继续为他祷告。他说呢，他是一个受洗基督徒，但他有的时候他就做了一些事情，就是他不该做的事情，有一些抑郁。
And didn't pay the rent.
那他也没有给房租。
You know, brothers, sisters.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹
？Jesus said, "Be joyful all the time."
那圣经上说，耶稣说呢，我们要常常喜乐。
Pray all the time.
啊，不住的祷告。
Give thanks all the time.
凡事谢恩。
We just did.
那我们就是这么做的。
You know, even before we finished renovation, my house was rented out again.
其实呢，就是我还没有完全装修好呢，这个房子又重新被租出去了。
With $1,700 more of rent.
$700.
Oh. monthly.
就是每个月甚至比之前还多了$700。
Because there's such a demand in that area.
因为呢，在那个地方呢，就是需求量很大。
Because in Hope, zero vacancy.
那在 Hope 这个地方呢，就是没有什么租的。
Many pipeline workers come to live in hotel for months, motels for months. No place.
很多就是修理油管的人呢，他们只好租在就是酒店或者是那个旅馆。
You know, I think we did the right thing because I never tried to evict, try to test that lady out because she's a single mom. I said, you just live, but don't do the drugs. Stop doing these things.
那我觉得我做了一件事情是对的，就是我从来没有把她尝试把这个妈妈赶走，这个单亲妈妈赶走啊。我只是跟她说，你不要再就是吸毒啊这些。
I always pray for her.
那我也常常为她来祷告。
I always try to help her.
那我也就是常常要帮，尝试要帮助她。
Thank Lord, we, you know, if I evict this single mom.With four kids, I don't know if I can stand before God.
那如果我把这个就是单亲妈妈有四个孩子单亲妈妈赶走的话，我真的不知道我能不能在神面前站立得住。
But there's a new tenant come. She's so clean. Live downstairs. She couldn't tolerate. They always fight.
那有一个就是另外一个租客呢，他住在楼下，他是非常干净的，他就没有办法忍受楼上的这种肮脏，所以他们常常吵架。
So she thought she had to move.
所以呢，他说就是他这个人必须要搬走。
She knew that Bing is good to her.
他也知道这个王炳呢对这个人是好的。
You know when we do follow the Lord, the Lord bless us.
那当我们跟随神的时候呢，神就会来祝福我们。
This is just a small example.
这只是一个小小的例子。
But there are so many.
但是有很多。
I believe the brothers and sisters experience so many, just like Abraham.
那我相信弟兄姐妹呢，也同样的经历很多，就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Live like a prince.
就要像王子一样活着。
Like Jacob.
就像雅各一样。
Live like a prince.
像王子一样活着。
He said he's a sojourner.A pilgrimer on this earth.
他说他是在这个地上寄居流离的。
But he blessed Pharaoh.
可是他却可以来祝福法老。
He blessed Pharaoh again and again.
他就是一次又一次的来祝福法老。
Because he knew that Pharaoh needed his God.
因为他知道 法老需要他的时
候。Because he knew that I am a child of God.
因为他知道我是一个神的儿女。
God is my shepherd.
神是我的。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
Pharaoh, who's your God?
法老，你的神却是谁呢？
Who's your shepherd?
谁是你的牧羊人呢？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们的天上的父，我们感谢你。
We know the Holy Spirit is empowering us.
我们知道神灵来帮助我们。
To live out your word.
让我们能够按着你的话语行出来。
Lord, we say your word is not difficult.
神啊，你说你的话语是不难的。
Even if it were difficult.
即使它是难的
Holy Spirit would help us
圣灵还是可以来帮助
empower us
来坚固我们
to live
以至于我们可以
live abundant life
活出来这个丰盛生命
live a joyful life
一个喜乐的生命
live a free life
一个自由的生命
live a life with strength
一个蛮有力量的生命
a life of wisdom
一个充满智慧的生命
life as a prophet
像一个先知一样的生命
Life shows we have a mighty God
我们的生命就能彰显我们有一个伟大的
Mighty God as our Father
这个伟大的神是我们的父
We have a mighty God as our Shepherd
这个伟大的父是我们的牧者
We have a mighty God as our Provider
我们这个伟大的父呢是我们的供应者
And we have an almighty God as our Healer
我们这个伟大的神呢是我们的医治者
And the Almighty God who is going to provide us in all the troubles.
是在不管我们任何的环境困难当中，他是可以预备我们一切的神。
Lord, empower everyone.
神啊，你来加固我们这里每一个人。
With your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵。
No one will be in lack.
没有人就会缺乏。
We will live out abundant life from inside out.
从我们里面，我们可以活出来这个丰盛的生命。
Oh, hallelujah! 受到了好
棒，感谢。
受到了好棒棒棒，哎，赶紧赶紧。Let your life flow, 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 flow.
让你的生命能够来这样流传。
Oh, let your life flow.
就涌出来 ，Hallelujah.
Let your power flow.
让你的能力涌出来。
We believe because the blood of Jesus, the heaven is open.
我们相信，因为耶稣基督的宝血，这个天已经打开。
All riches in heaven is available to us.
这个天上的一切的财富都是为我们预备的。
You say that our heavenly Father will never reserve anything not to give to us.
你说天上的父不会就是预保留一切，就是不给我们。
Lord, you are willing to say, you said, open your mouth wide, I will fill you.
你在圣经上说，你大大的开口，我就大大的来充满。
Brothers and sisters, let us open our hearts, open our mouths.
让我们打开我们的心，
Hallelujah.
打开我们的口。
Literally, stand up, and lift up your hands.
让我们我们站起来，
you know,
我们打开我们的。
Receive the Lord's goodness.
主啊，我们从神那领受他的美好。Hallelujah, 感谢你。Hallelujah, 是的，大大张口，主啊，你大大来充满。
Lord, we indeed we need you.
主啊，是的，我们需要你。
In these last days,
主啊，在这个末世
，everything is shaking.
每所有事情都在震动。
Relationships are shaking.
我们的关系在震动。
Our jobs are shaking.
我们的工作岗位在震动。
Oh, this inflation.
这个就是通货膨胀。
Oh, even the price of the food is rising.
所食品的价格也在涨。
Oh, stock market is shaking.
这个股票市场也被震动
Countries are shaking
我们的国家也被震动
Politics are shaking
这个政治国家震动
Medical systems are shaking
这个医疗系统在被震
动 But Lord we have you
但是我神那我们有你
You
主啊你
Lord 说到了哈巴巴巴谢这个人这个Lord you continue tobaptize each one with the baptism of Holy Spirit with power.
主啊，你继续的用圣灵的洗为我们来施洗，让
你
大有
哈利路亚
的大有能力。哈利路亚，感谢你，赞美你。
来来来来，受到了哈巴巴巴，圣灵
大大充满，哈利路亚，大大充满我们的能力来充满。
受到了哈巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴 ，No one is left behind.
没有人能够被撇下。
Oh, no one is left behind.
没有人被撇下。
Everyone is an overcomer.
每一个人都要成为这个在得胜者。
Everyone is prince.
每一个人都是这个神的王子。
收到了，哈巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴。
谢谢
你，
把圣灵赐下，哈利路亚，谢谢你，主啊，让我们都胜过。哈利路亚，谢谢你。
哈利路亚 ，Praise you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你，赞美。
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
哈利路亚。
Praise Heavenly Father.
赞美你天上的父。
Hallelujah. 受到了哈巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴。
受
到了哈巴巴巴巴。
Hallelujah.
Let our brothers and sisters continue to experience your reality of your word.
主啊，让我们弟兄姐妹能够经历到神你话语的真实。
Let our brothers and sisters experience your power of the Holy Spirit.
让有弟兄姐妹能够经历到神你话语。
The power to love, power to forgive.
主啊，那个饶恕的能力，被爱的爱人的能力。
Power to give.
还有就给予的能力。
Oh, power to overcome.
那个得胜的这个能力。
Overcome sin.
就在罪上面得胜的能力。
Overcome difficulties.
能够在困难得胜。
Overcome weaknesses.
可以在我们的软弱上得胜。
Oh, overcome any enemy's schemes.
能够在仇敌的这个轨迹上得胜。哈利路亚。
Lord, each one of us, Lord, in power, we will not stay as babies.
我们就是不是像小孩子一样，我们要在能力上得能力。哈利路亚。
We will not stay as taking babies.
哦，我们不是像那个婴孩一样，一直在吸奶的婴孩。
We will be giving adults.
我们要成为一个能够给予的成人。
Oh, you will give us abundant to give.
你会给我们就是丰盛的生命，然后给予我们可以给出去，以至于我们可以给出去。哈利路亚。
哦，收到了，哈巴巴巴，收到了，哈巴巴巴，谢谢。Lord, we just pray for every brother, sister.
我们为每个弟兄姐妹来祷告，为我们的教会。
Every promise is true.
所有的应许都是真实。
Yes and amen in Jesus Christ.
在神里面都是是的。
Every word given by prophets is true.
所有先知所说的话都是真实。
You said our church is going to have miracles, remarkable.
对对对，主啊，你说这我们的教会要有就是一个啊极大的这个。神迹奇事跟随我们。
People will flood in from all places.
人呢就是像海水一样要涌进来。
You said through prophets many times you are going to give us a place for our church.
你就通过先知你说了好多次，神呢你要为我们来预备一个地方。
Lord, we believe.
主啊，我们也相信。
Yes, Lord, we believe.
我们相信。
Because we have you.
因为我们有你。
God of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕
God of Jacob.
亚伯拉罕雅各的神。
Thank you. You continue to lead our brothers and sisters.
继续的带领我们的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We will open the following 15 minutes for brothers and sisters to respond to the message.
那我们之后会花十五分钟呢，就是向弟兄姐妹来敞开时间，大家可以来回。
I encourage brothers and sisters, if you have anything in your heart, want to give thanks, don't hesitate.
那我就是鼓励大家，如果你心里有感动呢，请你不要就是消灭圣灵的感动。
Yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Our sister stands with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 我们感谢我们的姐妹，请你同同站立。
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.Hallelujah. Our sister reprints all of us thirsty thanksgiving.
我们的姐妹呢，就是代表我们。Hallelujah. 是吧？一切的感恩。Hallelujah. 感谢你。
All the diseases have nothing to do with us.
所有的疾病与我们没有关系。
哈巴巴巴巴巴巴巴，受到了哈巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴巴。All the broken relationships will be restored.
所有破碎的关系都要被医治。
Because we have an Almighty God.
主啊，因为我们有一个全能的神。
All loving God.
一个慈爱的神。
His power is sufficient.
他的能力是够我们用的。
Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. 我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你。Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你。
We stand.
主啊，我们站立。
We stand with you, Lord.
主啊，我们与你一同站立。
We stand as vessels bring healing.
我们就是你的器皿，主啊，我们能够带下医治。
We stand as vessels, bring a reconciliation.
主啊，我们就是你的器皿，我们能够带下合一。
We stand here as vessels to shine for you.
主啊，我们就是你的器皿，在你的面前就是为你来发光的。
No matter what happens, we still stand.
不管发生什么事情，我们仍旧站立。
We continue to stand.
我们持续的站立在这。
Even if we fail, we still stand.
即使我们跌倒，我们还是能够站起来。
We get up and stand and walk.
我们站起来，我们接着往前走。
Because we choose the best.
主啊，因为我们已经选择那最好的。
We have chosen the best.
我们已经选择那最好的。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
说到了哈巴巴巴巴巴，说到了哈巴巴巴巴巴，是的，这个这个这个这个这个这个这个。When we have God, we have everything.
当我们有神的时候，我们一切都有。
When we do not have God, anything could become.
那如果没有神的话呢，一切东西可能都会失去。
When we have God, everything can come if it's needed.Lord, we thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, just respond. If you want to come to share a few words, come.